The Defense Department is now buying what it calls green ammunition for the U.S. Army. The concern is the environment. The standard 5.56-millimeter bullet could cause lead contamination at the Army's training ranges. The new bullet is a tungsten composite instead of lead. Michael Detty is Chief of Technology Demonstrations at the Army Environmental Center, Aberdeen, Maryland. He says that with soldiers shooting hundreds of millions of rounds every year, lead contamination is a real concern.
We were interested in that when we first started this program off, to look at the potential for it. 400 million rounds equates to a lot of lead left over each year. And so we were looking at the possibility that the remaining lead could become a potential environmental problem. So far, what we have determined is that it migrates only a very small amount, and so it pretty much stays right where it is.
In 1997, I understand the EPA asked the Army to stop live fire training in a Cape Cod site because they were finding lead seeping into the underground water supply there.
They identified a number of compounds that were getting into the groundwater up at Cape Cod. Lead was, I believe, one of the things found. Although when we actually went out and looked at the firing ranges, we only found lead down to approximately 15 feet in depth from the firing ranges, and the groundwater is over 80 feet down.
Nonetheless, you're using the new ammunition there.
Oh, yes. That is the first place they got the new ammunition.
Now, do you use the term green bullet within your office?
Yes.
And what's the best way to define it?
The best way to define it, as it presently is a environmentally benign ammunition.
Meaning?
Meaning that some of the potential environmental concerns have been taken out of the original bullet. In this case, the lead slug in the tip of the bullet has been removed and replaced with a much more environmentally friendly material.
Made of what?
Made of a composite of either tungsten and tin or tungsten and nylon.
And how much more will I assume that the cost will go up?
It is a few cents more to produce because the material is scarcer than lead. At the present time, we're not sure exactly what the final cost will be because we're not producing the hundreds of millions of rounds per year yet. Once we do, just by volume alone, the cost will come down.
And in terms of just using new ammunition like this, other than the cost factor, is there a downside? Do you see any? Are people worried about the efficiency of the bullet, the ballistic capability of the bullet?
They are not. As a matter of fact, we have, in the case of the troops, the soldiers who have fired this weapon, they find no difference in it. And that was exactly our purpose. It was to be an absolute drop-in replacement that the soldier would not know the difference in it. Mm-hmm. And we believe we have succeeded in that.
Are you doing any consulting with the NATO countries, for example, about their ammunition?
We have discussed with NATO the fact that we were making these changes. We often do that. It has been discussed with them. There are actually other countries, Sweden in particular, that is working on a version of green ammunition for their military. So we have been discussing this quite extensively.
Mr. Detty, thank you for explaining this for us.
You're very welcome.
Michael Detty speaking with us from the Army Environmental Center at the Aberdeen Proving Ground in Maryland.